So the mandates have finally arrived. All high-risk workers must be jabbed by December the 1st. This is the medical profession. Of course, we're talking GPs, pharmacists, midwives, paramedics. President of the Royal New Zealand College of GPs, Dr. Samantha Merton's with us. Samantha, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I say about time. Do you say the same thing?
Yeah, I think it was going to come eventually anyway. And yes, it's much better that we get it done as soon as we can.
Is it that big a call, or is it should have been done a long time ago and made more easily than this?
I think, we did have vaccination available for all healthcare workers as soon as the vaccine was available. So everyone's been able to have it right from the beginning, but it's now the whole factor of you must have it. Mm. It could have come earlier, but I think we just need to sort of allow a bit of time for people to get it themselves.
Are you expecting pushback?
I think there'll be a little bit of pushback, and there'll be, but not massive. And I think everyone recognises the fact that we have to keep our patients safe, and we should be keeping ourselves safe as well.
It's the most astonishing thing, of all the people who would be vaccine hesitant, how do you explain a person who works in health, has chosen to work in health and be healthy, doesn't want to protect themselves?
I suppose it's about vaccination. People have different thoughts about things and different scientific thoughts about things and different health thoughts about things. Like, there's lots of people who think that all the food that you can eat and all the exercise you can do will fix everything. But we all recognise that, you know, still people get diabetes and various other diseases, etc. And we need to have treatments available. Vaccines have been around since the 60s, and I think because we haven't seen all those nasty, nasty diseases that they've treated over the years, then people go, oh, well, we can do it without having to have vaccines. So, yeah, there's different thought processes around it.
Does it vary widely, do you know, within the medical profession, GPs v pharmacists v midwives v paramedics?
I think it's probably a number that's much the same as the number in the general population. So the percentage would probably be around the same as the general population.
Is there going to be a labour problem? Are there going to be people who go, you know what, I'm not working here anymore, and then suddenly, because we've all got a labour shortage, this is going to become a problem?
I think there will be people who decide that they're not going to work. I think the other thing is that we moved 18 months ago to virtual overnight, and then have contactless care for some people, and there's still that option to be able to do virtual consultations and things over the phone. So we may find that there are some who work in that way. It does lose a lot of the connection that you have with your patients, and that's the real beauty of our jobs, really, is that we've got a lot of people that we have really good conversations with, and doing it over the phone is very different from doing it in person.
Great insight. Thank you, Samantha. Samantha Merton, who is the President of the Royal New Zealand College of GPs.